The first stage of the trans-theoretical model of behavioural change is the pre-contemplation stage. In this stage, the individual is not aware of their problematic behaviour, and they're not really planning to change their behaviour within the next 6 months. They tend to overestimate the costs of change and underestimate the benefits of change. For instance, an alcoholic may feel that they don't need to give up drinking because they're not overweight, they're rarely ill, so drinking is not really harmful. So they're unlikely to move out of this pre-contemplation stage until they realise their behaviour is problematic and thus they feel the need to change. Stage two, the contemplation stage. In this stage, the individual gains awareness of the extent of their problematic behaviour and they start to weigh up the pros and cons of changing their behaviour and they intend to take action within the next 6 months. They may start to seek information about the negative effects of their problematic behaviour as well as potential strategies for changing. Then we get to stage three, the preparation stage. The individual is now planning to change their behaviour in the next 30 days. They're ready. And they may start taking small steps towards a healthier life. They've made a commitment to changing their behaviour and they may have developed an action plan. But some people in this stage, they might lack the confidence in their ability to facilitate the change. Stage four, the action stage. People are now acquiring new healthy behaviours. This stage requires energy and commitment towards a behavioural change. The changes in their behaviour can be observed over a period of less than 6 months. But during this stage, people are still vulnerable to relapse. So, for instance, after a few weeks or months, they may resume back to their alcoholic behaviour. In order to reach the next stage, the maintenance stage, the person ideally will receive evidence that their actions are successful, and this might be via some positive feedback from their family or friends. Stage five, the maintenance stage. The individual has sustained healthy behaviour for at least 6 months without relapse. They may experience temptations in reverting to their old behaviour, but they can handle and cope with these temptations. Now, some textbooks actually identify a sixth stage, the termination stage. And in this stage, people have no desire to revert back to their previously unhealthy behaviour. Their new adaptive and functional behaviour is their norm.